Welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and today in the studio we have Patrick Sullivan, the Scene Shop Supervisor. He'll be giving us a little inside look to the technical side of the Dobbins Conservatory for Theater and Dance. Welcome in. I'm really interested in hearing about that supervisor process. I get a lot of the talent side of things in here, and so I'd love to highlight all of the work that kind of goes into these things.
Well, I always like to highlight, and it's funny that you use that term talent, because we hear it a lot in the industry. I always like to highlight how talented our technicians are. Mm-hmm. And yes, our performers are incredibly talented, as are they all. But our technicians really are a higher caliber than I expected when I started here last year.
Right. It's been so interesting to me to see how it works. Like, I just love to pick their brains.
Yeah, yeah. So we have some really great students. You know, we have design tech BFA in our theater department. And, you know, they can focus on scenery, which is where I work, or they can do light or sound or costumes.
Right.
Those clothes that people wear. But we also have dance majors and theater majors and musical theater majors who end up working in the shop as well and end up like becoming technicians in their own right. And it's such a privilege for me to help guide them through that.
I was going to say, through the, I think it's the R&P that you get some of your BFA acting people into the scene shop and more the hands-on technical side of things. So you have this huge swath of people and experience levels. How do you kind of manage that?
Yeah, well, so we have R&P, which is, for those aren't familiar with the theater program, that's rehearsal and production. And that's a class that everyone in the conservatory is required to take. And students work in one of the various shops or they do run crew, like stagehand work for the shows. So yeah, we get people who have never set foot in a shop, have never had sawdust on their clothes. But I also have some really, really talented shop assistants, right? They are scholarship students who work in the shop. And I am a supervisor, not an instructor, right? So I don't actually teach a class. I just sort of, you know, help make sure everyone is moving along in the right direction, right? So I think really one of the magical things about working in the shop is that those students who have no idea what they're doing, we have other students teach them most of the time. And in that process, they learn so well from their peers. And also, the students doing the teaching have this layered lesson, right? Where they're not only improving their skills, but they're learning how to teach and learn.
Right. I found through, you know, my trade here at the station that teaching someone just opens up a whole new world of knowing your craft.
Oh, that's, like I said, I've been here, this is just my second year in this job, and I have been teaching students things that I learned 20 years ago. So many of those skills are so automatic at this point in my career that it's like, I've really had to learn how I learned these things so that I can help students, so I can teach. It's like, I don't know where my hand goes on this circular saw. Let me think about the mechanics of what I'm doing when I do this automatically so I can teach you how to do it. You know, it's been really enlightening for me as well.
I always like to open up the floor to my guests. Is there anything you'd like to note about the program and kind of what goes into scene shop production?
You know, I could talk way longer than you want to. I think students remember me for my corny jokes, but I always say it's the scene shop. I hope you come here and feel seen. Because, you know, it's such a like loud and dirty place and feels kind of scary to a lot of students, I think.
Yeah.
But there's always graham crackers in my office and we always have fun. We are just making theater magic happen every day. And sometimes it's really hard and sometimes it's frustrating. But there are so many challenges that we overcome that are just so fun. If you ever want to stop by anyone, we have tours all the time. I love talking to people. I love showing people around. We have so much fun stuff. We make so much fun stuff.
Right. As it gets closer to shows, things start to like really look like a
show
is happening. Right, and it's so fun.
Right now, Legally Blonde is just exploding in pink.
Everywhere. Everything is pink
everywhere
at the
scene
shop.
The show.
I think that's all I have time for today. But thank you so much
thank
for joining me.
Thank you so much,
me.
Ella.
Thank you for joining me for yet another episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will, as always, see you next time.